good to see everybody this morning. Excited about being together for worship. We'd like to find out who is in worship today. And the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could take this pew pad and write your name down, give us your contact information and check the appropriate boxes. This helps us to find out who is in worship, get some updated information. What we do ask is once you're done filling that out, send it down so everybody on your pew has a chance to fill it out as well. Once it gets to that last person on the pew, when you're done, if you could send it back to where it got started, we do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used this morning, that will help our ushers collect those at the end of the service. So thank you for helping us with that. Several announcements we need to make today. Reminder to our children, we are not having children's time today. So no children's time, the service. We have lots of other things happening, including a baptism of two of our children. So we're very excited about that. So no children's time. The last youth all-in Tuesday is this Tuesday from 12 until 4. I want them to know about that. Also, all of our day camps are done. It's been a great summer. There are no more, I think it mistakenly said in the newsletter this week that we have one more week of day camp. That is not true. Day camp finished up last week. A Wednesday night series does continue this week, and want you to make note of that. Several things are listed there in your bulletin, and want you to make note. Donna Bates, where is Donna? Come on down.
Good morning. I hope all of you are aware that we are in the process of producing a new church pictorial directory. Sign-ups are going well. If you have not had an opportunity to sign up, the appointment sheets are behind the sanctuary outside of Smith Hall. We are now limited to, I think, Saturday, September the 8th, and then Saturday and Sunday, September 21st and 22nd. So the appointment times are dwindling. So please sign up if you haven't already. We're hoping to have all of our families represented in the directory. We want a complete, up-to-date directory. So we encourage you to participate, please. We're excited about our new directory. Everyone that is photographed for the directory will receive a free 8x10 portrait as well as a free directory. And this year, when you get your directory, you will have a choice of an 8.5x10, I think, or something like that, you know, the normal size. Or you can choose to get a smaller 5x7, or you can get your directory on a CD. So you'll have a choice of one of those. So please, if you have not signed up, we encourage you to do so. Thank you.
And as an added benefit, everybody gets staff pictures, that's right, for home, that they'll be able to put up at their houses. Is that right? Okay. All right. That's good. Good to know. A couple other announcements we'll make for you. We'd originally scheduled our final family mission day of the summer for next weekend. We had to bump that back. So in 2 weeks, we're having a big weekend here at the church. On Saturday, August the 18th, is our family mission day number 2. We'll be getting together from 9 until 12 that morning and going to local families and doing some construction projects at their homes. Also, then that Sunday, the next Sunday evening, August the 19th, we're having our church-wide summer pool party. So we want you to make note of those two changes. We have an exciting addition to our staff who is here this morning. Some of you have already met her at the conference a few weeks ago and this past Wednesday. But Krista is here and her husband, Ken. They have joined us. We're very excited about the ministry that you guys are bringing and being a part of the College Park family. And so we want you to, at the end of the service, make sure you welcome Krista and Ken Warris as they have come to join our College Park family. We're excited that you're here. Okay, I think that is, any more announcements? Are we good? I think we're good. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We are blessed by your presence today. If you're a guest, you've already given us your information on the pew pad, and we are very thankful for that. If you're a guest, just raise your hand. Our ushers will recognize you as they come back down the aisles. They will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our congregation. Also, you'll find a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our church and a little bit of the history or the story of College Park. So thank you for being a part of worship this day. I was thinking the other day is, I don't know, has it been a hot summer to y'all? It's been a hot summer. And I was thinking, I was driving, we went to visit family in Garner and Wilmington this weekend, and I just thought about, I saw the corn growing in the field, and we went past a lot of farms, and I just thought about how hot it has been for the plants and for the animals, it is a miracle of God that through things in our lives sometimes that come out of nowhere, and we get burned and we get hurt, that God still grows us and is able to grow us through those things, to get us to a harvest, to get us to the fall, when he shows all those things that we have gone through that week that have been difficult or been a burden, that he was making us stronger, making us more like Christ. And so my challenge for us, for me especially, this week, if you've been through something that's been difficult and you've been hurt, hang on. As our children said in preschool worship, God is always with me. We are reminded of that throughout Scripture. And this morning, that's why we come to worship. God is always with us. Let us prepare to worship.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you.
it's good to be here. Let's pray together. Father, it's obvious that you are stirring in this place. Father, we feel your very presence, your Holy Spirit with us. Father, what a gift that is. What a gift to know that you have not left us. Even on the difficult days that you have not disowned us. Even on the days when we have forgotten about you, you are there, waiting, wanting for us to return to your side. And so, Father, in this time of worship, in this moment of time, we are here, we are ready to hear from you. Speak to us, change us. Make us more like Jesus, we pray, in his name.
It's a good day when we get to come together and worship God. It's an even better day when we get to come together and celebrate the decisions that believers are making. And we come together today to celebrate, come on girls, the commitment that a couple of our girls have made, as well as Marshall. And we're going to start with the Smith girls. This is Addie and Lael Smith, and I want to invite their family, as well as all of those who are guests, to support them, as well as all who've had a part in their Christian education as they've grown up here in the church. If you've been a part of that through discipleship training or choirs or mission friends or GAs or Sunday school, if you would stand now as these girls' parents come to deliver a charge to them.
Lel and Addie, today is a wonderful day that you both officially profess your faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. From the moment you both were born, your mom and I have felt blessed beyond the limits of our own understanding. We've witnessed the joy of God through the laughter and moments we've shared. We've seen the beauty of heaven in your faces when you're excited and smiling. We've experienced the love of God through little hands that squeezed our fingers when you were just babies. The changes in my life since you both were born are immeasurable, and it's the impact the two of you have had on me that have helped me on my path to know God better and be baptized myself. I read a quote that said, having a sister is like having a best friend you can't get rid of. You know, whatever you do, she'll still be there. God blessed your mom and me, but he has also blessed the two of you with each other. Keep and continue to strengthen the bond you share with each other, support each other, love each other, and pray for each other. Continue to include our neighbors and friends in your beliefs. It makes me so proud to know that you both have a part in spreading the good news of Jesus to others in our neighborhood, doing so without hesitation. Talking to your friends about God and inviting them to church is a great way to share the love of Christ. Never be ashamed of your faith or your belief in Jesus. Nurture those soft hearts you have and love all of God's creation. You both have caring and loving personalities. Your mom and I feel so blessed to have tender-hearted girls that love the little things. Whether it's the overflowing ache of love you have for God's little creatures or the concern you show for your sister when she scrapes a knee, it's that caring we hope you always carry with you. Caring for others is one way we can follow the example set for us by Jesus. Your mom and I have always prayed for you and will continue to do so. Through prayer, patience, and love, we will do our best at being your parents. Discipline, instruction, and guidance are part of our role. Along with those comes our deepest love for you both. We both cherish every moment we have with you. Lel and Addie, we will always support you both, love you both, and consider you both the most amazing blessing God has ever shared with us. I hope this day is a memorable one for you, one you will look back on with happiness. Know that you are both loved tremendously by your mom and me, your entire family, and by God in a way that only our Heavenly Father can love. You have true salvation in Jesus. Your mom and I couldn't be happier.
You girls look so like little angels standing there. My sweet Lel and Addie, your daddy and I are so very proud of you. Not just today, but from the very second you were born, you both have been a beautiful blessing to our family. Today, we are exceptionally proud and tremendously thankful to God for knowing that you both are taking this step because you choose to do so. I could not be happier for you both. I want you both to know that your baptisms today doesn't mean that you have all the answers, that you know everything you need to know about God and his unending love for you, and that's okay. It's now the promise of your daddy and I and your Christian family here at church to nurture you and your developing faith, to encourage your questions and inspire you to think about all of God's gifts as yours to share, to support you as you grow and discover all the ways God cares and loves for you. But most importantly, you have the gift of a promise God has already made to you, to give you life and sustain you throughout that life, to nurture you with the spirit of truth and goodness, purpose and meaning. I think it's also important for you to know that being baptized here today and having a growing relationship with God doesn't mean you will never have trouble in your life. Making good choices will save you a lot of heartache, and knowing Jesus will bring meaning to your life in times of sadness and disappointment. I can promise you that the God you are publicly committing your life to here today will never leave you and will never be intimidated by what this world dishes out. John 16:33 says, here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. There will be many days as you grow into teenagers, then young women, then wives, and then mothers, that your emotional connection to God may be interrupted. I promise you there will be days when you feel like everything you've ever thought you knew was all wrong. There will be other days when you feel like the sun seems to be shining directly from your heart. And God will be the same on both of those days. Hebrews 13:8 promises us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And to have that promise is a true blessing. Belief is not always easy. Your faith will waver at times. When you do have doubts, I encourage you to take them before God. Ask Him to grant you the grace to follow when you don't see, and the faith to believe the truth when you aren't sure you know anything at all. Your relationship with Him will be stronger if you seek Him in times of doubt. Lastly, please resist the temptation to live for the goal of perfecting yourself and your accomplishments. Remember that God is not looking for perfect people. Accept the person that God has made you and seek to be the best possible version of yourself, and always recognize that you need a Savior. Know that we love you so very much. You are our greatest joy, and we rejoice with you this day.
Addie, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is a pleasure and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ms. Leanne is here, and she's going to give you a candle. And the candle, I want you to hang on to it, keep it. It's to remind you that Christ has encouraged us to let our light shine before men, okay? Lael, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miss Leanne is coming back, and she has a candle for you to hang on to remind you as well. This is Marshall Allen, and I want to invite those of you who are here to support Marshall, family, friends, guests, as well as those that have been a part of his Christian education in Sunday school through the recreation service. I want to invite you, if you would please stand, support him as his wife Erica comes to deliver a challenge, encouragement to him.
Marshall, I am proud every day to call you my husband, but today I'm especially proud. When you and I first met at Campbell, I knew there was something different about you than all the other guys. Yeah, you were smart, batted your blue eyes, always had a smile and a witty comment, but you were the only one to ever invite my friends and I to church, and that really set you apart. Since childhood, when you first committed your life to Christ, you fought a lot of battles with the devil. Although some wondered where you had strayed and where your heart was at time, at the end of the day, you always came back home to the Lord. You have amazing parents, parents that brought you up in a Christian environment, always teaching about the Lord, how to have a relationship with Him, to always depend on Him and to love Him. You personally and your family as a whole have amazing testimonies, ones that can affect and teach others to lean on and trust in the Lord when everything seems to be going wrong. You have taught me so many lessons through the battles that you have fought. To be kind to people, even when they treat you wrong and are evil. To look at the bright side of every situation. To love everyone regardless of the circumstances. And that just because you stumble and somewhat stray from the Lord, that God always has His arms open and is waiting for your return. There have been plenty of times in my life where I have wanted to take control and not lean on the Lord. But after seeking Him, He reminds me that He is in control and He will take care of everything. I only need to lean on and serve Him, and whatever is going on will be handled by Him. I only state that to remind you of a passage that has helped me throughout the years and through my struggles, which is Romans 12:9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. The day you told me you were ready to recommit your life to Christ was one of the best days in our marriage. Don't forget why you wanted to recommit your life, how you felt in that moment, and what God has done and will continue to do for you. I think we can both agree that College Park has truly helped you towards your doubting and broken heart and helped remind you why you love the Lord and why you want to rededicate yourself to Him. I love you, I am proud of you, and I look forward to you not only leading our home between you and I, but also to our future family. Love you.
Before I baptize Marshall, I've noticed that this corner right back over here is not standing. And I know that Marshall would want you guys to stand. Those, you know who I'm talking to. Those back here in the corner that welcomed Marshall and Erica, y'all go ahead and stand in support of them. You played a major role in helping them to feel welcome in the life of this church. Amen, brother?
Yep.
Y'all stand. Thank you. Marshall, because you've professed Christ, because you've renewed your spirit, and want to walk in accordance with His commands, it is a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Marshall, your dad is here, and he's got your candle. We want you to hang on to that. That's a good reminder of this day and your commitment. You can be seated. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, our hearts are full. We rejoice, but we know that the excitement and the rejoicing that we feel is so small compared to the rejoicing that's going on in heaven. As the angels rejoice around the throne, and as all are excited about the commitment that these young ladies and this man have made, God, we thank you. We thank you for your spirit that's at work in their lives, in the life of this congregation. And we pray that going forward from here, it would serve as a challenge to us to let our lives shine before men, to let our light shine before men, the light of Christ that lives through us, so that others may come to know you. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
How exciting it is to welcome these into the fellowship of the body of Christ through baptism and to experience that together. It's a privilege to share God's word with you today. So if you'd like to join me, then you can find that in the Pew Bible, page 755, John 6, 24 through 35. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and they went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you're looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they ask him, "What must we do to do the work that God requires?" And Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one that he has sent." So they ask him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who's given you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. About you, but it's already been a two-tissue kind of a service, so that's wonderful. You know, it's easy to celebrate the exciting times and how precious they are. Recently, Bill and I were able to be at the beach for a while, and I was sitting out on the beach chair with the sand and the water and how wonderful it was, and it gave me an opportunity to really think about my blessings and how precious that opportunity was. But you know, what got me thinking even more is, do we celebrate and are we grateful for the ordinary,
the times when you're standing in the grocery line or behind that slow driver, or the things that may tend to irritate us, if perhaps we took time to celebrate the ordinary, and maybe those ordinary would make it become even more special. So pray with me. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how wonderful you are. How amazing your world is around us that you have given us to live in. How we celebrate your name and what it is to be called your children. Father, we come here today and we've already been blessed by what we've seen and what we've heard. Father, I just ask you to fill us during this hour. Erase all of our worries and our concerns and our thoughts, and let us concentrate solely on worshiping you and being in your presence. Father, use this money and tithes and offerings that we bring to you today. Magnify it and bless it and use it so that your name will be glorified. For it's in thy name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. You may be seated. In 9 o'clock service, we've been talking a lot the last several weeks about why we worship together. And it should be easy to discern on a day like today why we worship together. And the communion that we enjoy one with another is something that's hard to describe to someone who's not yet a believer. And we are getting ready now to enter into a time of communion with one another and with God. We celebrate that and we remember that through the observance of the Lord's Supper. Let me say a word about that. We are a congregation who believes in open communion. If you are a believer, we would love for you and invite you and encourage you to participate in communion, whether a member of this church or not, does not matter to us. As believers, we want to join our hearts together in communion. This morning in recreation service, we did a Bible study on John chapter 6. And in that chapter, Jesus declared that he is the bread of life. He is the bread that endures forever. He is all that we need. And most everything else is temporary. That's what we're learning, is that Jesus is our all in all. He is the bread of life. He gives us the nourishment that we need. And the nourishment that we receive from him does not perish. It does not perish. So when Jesus broke the bread and said, "Take, eat, this is my body," I'm not sure they understood all the ramifications of that, nor do we sometimes as new believers. But as we grow in our knowledge of the Lord, we understand that he truly is our all in all. He is the bread. He is the food. He is all that we need that does not perish. So take and eat and rejoice. Scripture tells us that on that same night after he had broken the bread, he also presented the cup. And the cup is significant because, as Jesus said, it is a new covenant in his blood. New covenant, a new opportunity, a new arrangement with humanity, between God and humanity through Jesus Christ. Grace became significant. New opportunities. The old has passed away. The new has come. The new in Jesus Christ, who gives us new opportunities, who offers forgiveness through his sacrifice. So take and drink. And as we celebrate and as we remember the commitments that we've made to God, it's a good opportunity to recommit ourselves into covenant, not only with one another, but with God. And so I invite you to take a covenant with new believers that's printed there in your order of service. This will give you an opportunity to affirm your beliefs and to recommit yourself to the service of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll read this responsibly. I will read the light print. If you would join me in reading the dark print together. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers for each other and these new believers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These things we covenant together before God. Amen. If you're here and you're not a believer, and what you've witnessed today, you felt a stirring in your spirit, that is the Holy Spirit drawing you to the Father. And I'll be glad to help you interpret that and what's going on in your heart and in your mind right now. We're going to stand and sing in just a moment. And as we do so, if you'd like to talk about your relationship with Christ, I'll be here at the front. I'll be glad to talk with you. But if you don't want to come down, but you want to talk about it, feel free to call me this week. I'll be glad to meet with you. I would love to do that. If you're here and you say, well, Raymond, I am a believer, but I'd like to recommit my life to Christ for a number of reasons, whatever your reasons are, you can certainly do that where you're seated, or I'll be glad to talk with you and pray with you. And if you're here and you're a believer and you'd like to be a part of this fellowship, you may not be an official member of College Park yet. I notice I said yet. We would love to talk with you about the many ways we receive members. So whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now. Let me ask you to be seated for just a moment. Krista, you and Ken, if you would join me up here. Y'all have already met Ken and Krista. They come by transfer of letter from a sister fellowship here in the city, as we say. If you will rejoice with them, encourage them, take them out to lunch, dinner, do those things to welcome them into fellowship at College Park, would you join me in saying amen? All right, fantastic. I'm going to ask you all to have a seat right back there. At the conclusion of the service, if you all would come join us, we're going to have quite the line up here. So you come join us up here. Jeff?
For Megan and Megan and Melissa, y'all make your way down here, please. It is the last Sunday for our summer interns. They're secretly excited that it's over. Just to tell y'all, come on, stand up here with me. Our interns have worked for the last 3 months. Melissa with our youth and Megan with our children and their families, and they have done a fabulous job. I have been so excited about just spending time with them and what God has taught me through them. And on behalf of the people of College Park, we are very, very thankful for the two of you spending your time and your talents with our youth and with our children, putting up with me. That you don't get paid enough specifically for that. It is one of my blessings, being an associate pastor in this position, to be a part of this intern ministry. It is a gift that to this church, and that a gift that the church gives. And I am thankful for the time that we've been able to spend together in the ministry that God will continue to do in you. Know that you have a home here. Know that these are your people, and we are thankful for all that you have done. So let me get here. This is... Just a minute, they'll be up here, and we want you to be able to hug their necks and say thank you. So thank you for your time.
Present to our baptism candidates. Well, I guess you're not candidates anymore because we've already done it, haven't we? Y'all come on back up here, Marshall. Girls, y'all come here. We want to give you your certificate of baptism and a new Bible. Addie, here's your certificate of baptism. Lael, your certificate. Marshall. And Addie, here's your new Bible. To read every day, yeah. And Lael, for you. And Marshall, for you. And I want to ask you all, if you would, join me in standing right over here. People are going to come by. You can set the Bibles down if you want to have hold of that. And following the benediction and the response, I want to ask parents, family, if you would come stand with these fine people. And then Krista, you and Ken come as well. Girls, y'all come on up. We're going to have quite the receiving line up here. You're beginning to get the picture. It's a glorious day, isn't it? Fantastic day. Would you please join me in standing for our benediction? Gracious Father, now as we go, help us to go with hearts that are renewed, hearts that are challenged, hearts that rejoice because of the sacrifice and the grace that you extend to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in His name that we pray. Amen.
This concludes this week's podcast of our worship service. Thank you for joining us. We would love to hear from our listeners. Please send our pastor an email at raymond@collegeparkbaptist.org. That's raymon@collegeparkbaptist.org. Or call us at 1-336-768-5870. May the peace of the Lord be with you in the coming week.